Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I'm so ready to get this thing started, man.
All right. Everybody settle down. The prince is in the building. Now, look.
Okay.
I called this meeting.
He always
because of
me.
What we talked about. You know, in the last meeting, y'all was saying I need to settle down, get a regular job, live a regular life.
Uh-huh.
Quit living life on the edge.
Right, you know.
Get that white picket fence and everything.
I'm the one saying that.
Hey, look, I thought about it.
Oh, you thought about it?
And, nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kids, you dismissed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys has gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kids, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys has gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. I spit fire on these tracks, boy, and that's a fact. Rewind and bring them all back. None of my rhymes are rad. I rock a ball head.
Say what?
So I can't be faded.
Okay,
you gon' wake up in the morning and find out I made it. I can't give up now. I'm so close that I can almost taste it. These rappers hating, these preachers hating, and they acting shaded. But gon' let them talk. I ain't gon' even trip. I'ma take them out to lunch. I'ma pay the bill. Then I'ma drop a tip. I used to drive my own car when we take trips. Now we take the G6. When we land, we rent. The Escalade or the Tesla. I'm on autopilot. I set my GPS to chill. I don't do the driving. We came up like overnight. It's the appointed time. Ears ain't hear and eyes ain't see. God just blew my mind. See, I've been on my grind. Seeking, you shall find. It's time to shine. Be on time or be left behind. I'm seeking me. You see, you look for money, but money look for me. Oh yeah, we came from scratch. No contract, we ain't going back. I mean, I thought about it, but I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kids, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that.
Your
boy was gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kids, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys just gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh,
Amen. That's one of my new songs off of the Underground CD. Amen. Praise God. That's called I Ain't Doing That. Praise God. Quit asking me to follow it your way and do it your way. I'm going to do it God's way. Hallelujah. That's the way I'm doing it. Praise God. So you're wasting your breath trying to convince me otherwise because I ain't doing that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody that is tuned in out there on TikTok. What's up, TikTok fam? Praise God. Make sure y'all like and y'all share this. Praise God. We got the open discussion on tonight. Open discussion. We throwing topics out there, and we don't discuss the topics. Amen. Somebody on one of the lives said, explain how I got the name, the Black Prince of Preachers. We're going to break that down to you. And somebody, and another topic that was put on another live is, are we supposed to sell, amen, how to pray? Praise God, hallelujah. Are we supposed to sell how to pray? Are we supposed to be in a business of selling the gospel, basically? Praise God. We're going to discuss all of that on tonight. Amen. Those of you out there, praise God, on the on TikTok, if you want to chime in, praise God, we welcome you, amen, to do so. You can put your comments in the comment box, or you can call in live to the line. The number to the line is 774-220-4000. 774-220-4000, access code 299-299. Amen. Praise God. No, we don't have a building. No, sir, we don't. Praise God. Amen. But we just have an online ministry, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. You can Google it. You will find it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if y'all want to call in tonight and be part of the discussion, praise God. Hallelujah. It is 774-220-4000, access code 299-299. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are live right now. The phone lines are open. We invite you to call in. If you want to call in, if you have a question or comment, you can put it in the box. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't want to call in, let's go to the throne of grace before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on tonight. Glory to God. We want to lift your name up on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to ask, Lord, that you lead the discussion. Our ears are open. Our hearts are receptive. We are ready to receive your wisdom, your knowledge on tonight. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. Lord, we are ready to receive it tonight. That's the only reason why we came. Hallelujah. We want to hear from you, so allow us to decrease. Hallelujah, so that you can increase, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. We thank you, Lord, for things that you're already doing in each and every one of our lives. And before we move forward, we want to just take time to praise you, take time to love on you, take time to let you know that we appreciate you, that we love you, that we magnify you, that we lift you up, Lord, that there's none like you and never will be, Lord. And we praise you and magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight for everybody. Hallelujah. That is called in. Everybody that is tuned in. Hallelujah. You have tuned in. Hallelujah. To the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for each and every last one of you who have tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are about, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the trolls, y'all. I have already blocked them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on tonight for everybody that has called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. If you just tuned in, this is more than an hour of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. We have you joining us, amen, and the program will be the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, and it is open panel discussion on tonight. We got a couple of topics already, but one of them is a topic is more like a statement, amen. It was asked, how did I get the name of the Black Prince of Preachers? I'm going to explain that in full detail for you. Praise God, hallelujah. And then the topic, the actual topic that we have for the night, praise God, is prayer for sale. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is prayer, hallelujah, for sale. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The topic came up. We're going to get deep into that. Juanita Bynum has a prayer conference that she has scheduled, and she's charging about $1,500-$1,600 per person to attend this conference. Praise God, hallelujah. So that question was raised, hallelujah, is, amen, this lawful? Praise God, is this something that's spiritual? Is this something, amen, that men and women of God are allowed to do? Praise God. Before we get into all that, we got to go to our opening scripture. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. And we're going to go back to our fail safe on tonight, Psalms 100. Praise God. Psalms 100, reading out of the King James Version. It reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. I want you to look real quick at verse number 5, because somebody say, why do we praise the Lord? Why do we magnify God? Why do we lift him up? Praise God. Hallelujah. And the psalmist, who is King David, the great King David, the one who defeated Goliath, praise God, the greatest king ever to reign over Israel, man, hallelujah, that is after God's own heart, praise God, hallelujah, amen, sums it all up in verse number 5, hallelujah. Why should I make a joyful noise? Why should I acknowledge that the Lord is God? Why should I come in giving him thanks and giving him glory and giving him praise? Hallelujah, because the Lord is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. That means his mercy don't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. That means every time you repent, he is there to accept your repentance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time you slip up and you come back, he is there, praise God, waiting for you to come back, waiting for you to come back with open arms. One scripture says he'll even meet you halfway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for the follow, Harley. Praise God. Hallelujah. Cobra Kyle, how you doing tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He is good. His mercy is everlasting. Some of us know about that mercy. See, mercy is when I done messed up. I done messed up, and I come to you and I say, look, I done messed up. Hallelujah. And God saying, you can come to me and tell me you done messed up. If you got a heart of repentance, if you really have condemned yourself and you are feeling bad about what you've done, I can relieve you of that condemnation if you have a heart of repentance. See, that mercy, everybody needs the mercy. And we think we don't need the mercy once we get saved. Some of us, amen, especially those that are high religious authority. We walk around and act like, praise God, we don't never do nothing wrong. Praise God. When the videos come out and the articles come out and the posts come out on the social media platforms, praise God, we say people just hating on us. They just digging up dirt. I'm not guilty of nothing. I'm innocent. Praise God. I ain't never done nothing wrong. That's the kind of life we like to portray. That's the kind of life we want you to believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you ask some of these men of God, why? Hallelujah. If you ask some of their children, praise God, they'll tell you, amen, that they not only needed God's mercy, they needed our mercy, because they have fell short of the glory of God. They have fell short of the glory of being a husband. They have fell short of the glory of being a father. They have fell short. And they needed God's mercy. I know you look at them when they're on the pulpit and they on these posts and we on these lives and you think they must do no wrong. Hallelujah. Their family must be extremely happy with them. You probably look at your significant other and say, why you can't be more like him? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you need to ask. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Before, amen, you just praise God assume. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got to ask for you a stool. Glory to God, hallelujah, because, amen, everybody can put up a good front. Hallelujah, amen. Don't worry about the trolls. I'm blocking them as they're coming in. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And he says, and his truth endureth. That ETH is on the end of that. That means it continuously goes. Praise God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That same truth that Jesus spoke, the same truth that Elijah spoke, the same truth, hallelujah, that Moses spoke, the same truth, praise God, that Joseph spoke. I don't care how far you go back, hallelujah, the same truth God told them, hallelujah, that truth still endures to us on today, hallelujah. He said in the book of Deuteronomy, if you do good, I will bless you. If you do evil, I will curse you. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's the same today. That ain't changed. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Some of us, amen, praise God, need to just quit fronting and start doing good. You know right from wrong. Hallelujah, amen. You just need to do right and quit doing wrong, praise God. The truth ain't changed. Hallelujah. Right is still right, and wrong is still wrong. Hallelujah. And it says, praise God, hallelujah, his truth endureth to all generations. Ain't nobody left out. Praise God, hallelujah. Ain't no generation left out. He didn't skip over the last generation. The generation just wasn't listening. Hallelujah. He didn't skip over them. They just didn't pay attention to him. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah on today. Praise God. So we need to give God thanks. We need to give God praise. We need to magnify his name. Why? Because he's good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Praise God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. If you're just not tuned in, this is more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Amen. And, of course, we got the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship on the line. Hallelujah. Amen. And we got others
yes.
as well. We got those of you out there on TikTok. We thank God for each and every one of you. This is open panel discussion night. And if you have a topic that you want to throw on the table, praise God, you can put it in the comments. Praise God, or you can call directly into us on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And that number, if you do want to call in, praise God, is 774-220-4000. The access code, praise God, is 299-299. I will be putting that information, hallelujah, in the comment box and pinning it for you out there, praise God, if you guys want to call in and be a participant of the conversation, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Well, first, the first topic, which really isn't a topic, amen, but somebody on the live last night asked me to explain where, hallelujah, did I get the name, the Black Prince of Preachers. Did I give it to myself? Hallelujah. Somebody just started calling myself as my rap name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the answer to that is no. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is not something that I gave myself. Hallelujah. Amen. My mentor, may he rest in peace. I call him my mentor, my spiritual father. Praise God. The person who ordained me as a pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the one who gave me the name, the Black Prince of Preachers, praise God, hallelujah. And let me give you the proof, praise God, hallelujah. This is a recording of him before he passed away, praise God, on one of the segments we had about maybe 4 to 5 years ago. Bless
well,
the name of the Lord.
I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood, and I say my.
Amen, amen. Once again, that was the late, great Bishop Andre Pierre Alexis, my spiritual, hallelujah, father, amen. He ordained, actually, me and my wife, glory to God, as pastors, praise God, hallelujah. And I'm an affirmed elder, which means that they voted on it, from the disciples of Christ. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So when somebody say, you know, are your credentials legitimate? Hallelujah, do you need to be ordained? The answer is no, the ordainment's already been done. I'm already ordained, I got my paperwork. Praise God, hallelujah, my wife has hers. Hallelujah, we just not out here doing something. Praise God, you know, a lot of people out here, they ain't got no paperwork or nothing. They just got out here, they ordained on the internet, gave themselves a name, praise God, and they just started doing something. That's not what's going on, praise God. And I took on the name the Black Prince of Preachers in, I guess you would say, in the honor of the late, great bishop, praise God, because when he broke it down to me, he said, it's not just a name I'm calling you. Praise God. He said, the Prince of Preachers is Martin Luther.
Right.
Martin Luther is the guy who branched off from the Catholic Church. He branched off from the Catholic Church because he found out that the Catholic Church was lying to the people and not giving them the correct word. And when I was talking to the bishop, he said, that's what you're doing. You're branching off from the Christian community, and you're giving them the truth that the preachers in the pulpit are not giving them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when I realized what that meant, when he broke it down to me, I felt honored that he called me that, praise God, and I just took it on. Amen. And I made it my official rap stage name, if you want to use that, praise God. Hallelujah to say that. Amen. But if you're out there, if you're on the live right now and you wondered and you hallelujah, wanted the answer to the question, that's the answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every title I have was a title that was ordained to me or affirmed to me. Praise God. I'm an affirmed elder and a ordained pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, of course, the Black Prince of Preachers. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can take it and run with it, or you can take it and leave it. That is your choice. Praise God on tonight. Now we're going to go ahead and move forward and get to our topics on tonight. Hallelujah. We got, amen, one topic on the table. Amen. And Sister Harley Quinn 2.2 just dropped another topic. Hallelujah. On the table. Praise God. Hallelujah. Next week, I'll do that next week. Next week, I'll explain the anointed truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'll break that down to you next week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the first topic, but I am going to do your topic, Harley Quinn. Praise God. After we get to this first topic, the first topic is prayer for sale? Is prayer for sale? The reason this topic has come up, amen, because we have a popular evangelist, hallelujah, amen, especially in the African-American community, very popular, and she is holding a seminar on how to pray. Praise God, on how to pray. But in this seminar, she is charging, I believe, $1,499 per person, and that's the discounted price. Praise God. That is the discounted price. The regular price is $1,999, not including taxes. Glory to God. And this is per person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the topic came up. The question came up. Hallelujah. Amen. Is this a practice? How can I phrase? Is this a righteous practice for a man or a woman of God to hold a seminar on how to pray and charge? It doesn't even matter the amount. We're not even going to discuss the amount. Let's X out the amount. The amount is outrageous for anything. I don't care what you charge. Praise God. The amount is outrageous. Hallelujah. No matter what you provide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the question is, should the services of a man or woman of God, hallelujah, have a price tag on it? That's the question. Should it have a price tag on it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got some scripture. Hallelujah. Some New Testament scripture. But before I bring out this New Testament scripture, I want to hear if anybody on the line, maybe if anybody out there, hallelujah, on TikTok, amen, if you have an opinion on this subject. I know I've heard a lot of men and women of God opinion on this subject, praise God, and it varies. It go back and forth. It ain't all one-sided. Hallelujah. But I do got scripture. But does anybody else, hallelujah, amen, have a comment on this? Is it a righteous practice to charge for services given, hallelujah, through the church, through the man or woman of God? Is it righteous to charge for this. The line is open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Does anybody have a comment on this subject? How you doing, Fair Smoker? Thank you for joining us. Harley Quinn, I'm finna get to yours in just a second. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So no comments on this subject. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm going to give you mine. Praise God. Hallelujah. On the subject, hallelujah, of selling, charging for services administered by somebody that's supposed to be a man or woman of God delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ or any other services, hallelujah, that the man of God should render. I take you to Matthew chapter 10. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 10, praise God, verse number 8. Well, I'm going to start at verse number 7. So we're looking at Matthew chapter 10, verses number 7 and verses number 8. Mm-hmm. And it's in red. If it's in red, anybody out there that's a Bible scholar, if you know anything about your Bible, if it's in red, that means Jesus did. Praise God. So what did Jesus say? Jesus said in verse number 7, and as ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. These are the instructions that Jesus was giving his disciples as he was sending them out to minister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He sent them out twice, those of you that know your Bible. Hallelujah. He sent them out twice, and this is the first time he sent them out. Hallelujah. Amen. And in the instruction, he said, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then he said in verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Then he says, freely ye have received, freely give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's read that again. He says, freely ye have received, freely give. So these are the instructions Jesus has given his disciples. And he's given his disciples these instructions saying, go and preach. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's telling them to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Praise God. He's not saying, you know, have a $50 prayer line, a $20 prayer line. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's saying, freely you have been given. I gave you the game for free. For those of you that are from the streets, I gave you the game for free. Now I want you to give the game for free. I don't want you charging for these services. That's what the Bible says. Now I know somebody going to argue with it, but that's what it says in red. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus said it. And then he says this, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. That's your pocketbook. Praise God, it's your wallet. Hallelujah, amen. Nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Praise God, hallelujah. The workman is worthy, hallelujah, of his meat. In other words, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Whatever they give you, hallelujah, you receive what they give you. Praise God, but you don't ask them for it. You give it to them freely. Hallelujah, praise God. These are Jesus' instructions. Praise God. So on the subject of, you know, they got these seminars and they charging money for these seminars. What makes you any different from the world? What makes you different from Dr. Phil and all the self-help gurus that charge people, amen, for the self-help advice? Hallelujah. You're charging people for the word of God, which you got for free. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So does anybody else have a comment on that subject right now? Amen. Charging for the prayer services, charging for the services of the man or women of God, actually having a price tag on it. I know prophets that won't prophesy for you unless you put some money in their hand. What makes you any different, praise God, than a psychic that charges so much money an hour to tell you the future? Because you got a religious title in front of your name that makes you different than a psychic? Praise God, hallelujah. No, I'm not a psychic. I'm a prophet. But I'm not going to prophesy unless you put some money in my hand. Is that of God? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Does anybody else have a comment on this before, hallelujah, we move on to other subjects? Praise God. Anybody else have a comment? Hallelujah. Charging for the services of the church. Amen. No one. Praise God. If you're speaking, amen, your phone might be on mute because right now I don't hear nothing. I'm just going to keep on moving. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, bless the name of the Lord. Let the word of the Lord stand in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Harley Quinn threw this on the table. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope she's still on. But she threw this on the table. Praise God. She said, talk about relationships. Let me see. Relationships, marriage, and kids.
Wow.
Relationships, marriage, and kids. Amen. If you're still out there, a woman of God, could you be, what do you mean, can you talk about relationships, marriage, and kids? Anything specific? Because that's like a real broad thing right there. Praise God. So if you're still on, please, amen. Hallelujah. Harley, girl, thing. If you're still on, could you elaborate a little more on what you mean by relationship, parents, and kids? Amen. Amen. While we're waiting on her response, does anybody else have any comments, any questions, any topics? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're still waiting on Sister Quinn's reply. I don't know. She might have scrolled. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see if she pops back in. Anybody else tonight? Any subjects on or any topics on tonight? Praise God.
Well. Shalom, Elder. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Peace and blessings on tonight. Amen. I just kind of wanted to touch on the prayer being for sale. I'm trying to find where Yahshua charged the disciples when they asked him to teach them how to pray. Only time that we find him making a request in for him to actually teach them something. But when he teach them, he didn't charge anything. It was free. And so from that example alone, prayer can't really be taught. Prayer is something that we all have to go through for ourselves, but we can be shown how to pray in the right direction, how to direct our prayers. Because we actually pray out of our spirit. And prayer is our conversation talking to God. And so it's actually spirit talking to spirit. Because we are a spirit. And so Yahshua made it as simple as he could by giving them the blueprint to prayer. And so I believe we all, if we all follow that blueprint, the prayer, we shouldn't have a problem with knowing how to pray. Because God gave us a perfect illustration in Matthew chapter 6. So. Amen.
So I'm going to give it back to you, elders.
Amen. That's further scriptural evidence, amen, that Jesus did not charge, amen, for prayer, but to learn how to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen. Like the man of God said, if Jesus didn't do it, why? What makes you think you should do it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Like he said, freely you have been given, freely you should give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You should be ready to give somebody the word. Hallelujah. Why would you not? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is about their salvation. This is about where they're going to spend eternal life. Amen. And you want to be stingy? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to charge? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't think Sister Quinn is still on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But do we have any other topics of discussion that we want to hit on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God and tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we're giving thanks and honor to God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is truly good all the time and all the time. Hallelujah. God, amen, is good. Amen. There's a lot of stuff going on in the news, a lot of stuff going on all over this country. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one thing we need to really discuss is the warfare that we have. Hallelujah. Amen. With the spiritual world right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you look at the stories across this country, amen, not even across the world. It gets even gruesome, amen, when you look at the news that's going on across the world. But the news going on across this country, mothers are killing their children. Hallelujah. Fathers are killing their children. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're hearing about the mass shootings and all these mass things going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in the smaller communities, amen, people are killing their own kids. Amen. We are truly in a spiritual battle, hallelujah, in this season. And we need to, amen, like the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. A lot of us don't have on the whole armor. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we need to have on the whole armor and realize that we fight not, we war not against flesh and blood. It's got to be something higher. A higher power manipulating what's going on in the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Until we really admit that is what's going on. Hallelujah. Amen. And we keep trying to blame it on the flesh. Well, they must be crazy. They must have been on drugs. They must have lost their mind. Praise God. Anything to find a legitimate or rationalized reason for the things that are occurring in the world right now. And there's no rationalized reason for the things that are occurring right now. There's nothing rational about a mother killing her kids. Praise God. There's nothing rational about a father shooting his children in the head 2 to 3 times apiece. Praise God. And then saying it was an accident. Hallelujah. I've heard 911 calls where the mother said, "Hi, I just killed my kids. You need to come quick." Like, she didn't say it like it was an emergency. Praise God. She slit her kids' throats from ear to ear. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's up close and personal. It takes some real demonic force for these things, hallelujah, to occur. Praise God. And we can blame it on the ailments that's going on. Praise God. And I do believe, amen, that the shots got something to do with what's going on, praise God. But we cannot, hallelujah, disregard or eliminate, hallelujah, the fact that demonic forces are in play on an everyday basis.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. These demons are down here. Praise God. Some of them, amen, are walking around in human form. Glory to God. Some of them, amen, are walking around influencing people. Some of them, praise God, hallelujah, are downright, what you call it, just taking over people. Hallelujah. Praise, possessing people, that's the word. They downright possessing people, praise God, and making them do stuff that they would not normally do, praise God. But when we have eliminated that option from our mind, praise God, how can we fight something where we have eliminated something that we don't believe is going on? Praise God, hallelujah. That's why everybody that believes, hallelujah, needs to be prayed up. Praise God, hallelujah. You need to pray for the people around you. Praise God, you need to be casting out demons as you walking down the street. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. As you walk into your job, as you go places into the grocery store, you need to, amen, have the authority of God with you and be casting out, hallelujah, these demons. Praise God. I keep reminding people, amen, of what was happening in Ezekiel. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I only brought this up last night because we were talking about a video. Hallelujah. Amen. That this brother named Ezekiel. He was going around town just shooting and killing random people. Ezekiel Jackson, I think his name was. He was just shooting random people, a brother. Praise God, hallelujah. And one person said, could this be the prophecy of Ezekiel? Hallelujah. When that one, hallelujah, has an assignment to shoot and to kill everyone that doesn't have the mark. Hallelujah. The mark that God put on their head. In Ezekiel, it talks about the mark, praise God, hallelujah. And in Ezekiel, amen, it says, hallelujah, that after the angel went out and marked everybody that showed mercy for the things that were going on in the land, the other five that were behind him began to slaughter everybody that did not have a mark on their head. Glory to God, hallelujah. And then, according to Ezekiel, the elders fell dead in front of him. That caught my attention because I'm an elder. What do you mean the elders got killed? See, we blame the devil going into the churches and killing folks. That's not what the book of Ezekiel is telling me. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Ezekiel is telling us, amen, praise God, that this is God's wrath on the land. Hallelujah, praise God. As much like when the death angel was riding around Egypt, hallelujah, killing folks, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's God working, praise God. We can't stop with God. That's what people ask me, is COVID from God? Is this from God? I'm not here to answer your question. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm here to do what God called me to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Anybody else have a topic of discussion on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else with a topic of discussion on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. If not, we can go and get up out of here. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank everybody for calling in. Hallelujah. And tuning in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you didn't get a chance to participate, the floor has been open. Praise God, hallelujah. It's on you to, amen, raise your hand, glory to God, hallelujah, and say something, mm-hmm. Glory to God, on tonight. So we thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. Don't forget about tomorrow, amen, our Seventh-day service with the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship and the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. We get together and we bring you out of the mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. So we invite you to tune in tomorrow. Hallelujah. For Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, we truly going to have a blessed time in the Lord. Apostle Elsmay Curry will be coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Those of you on TikTok Live, amen, you can look for us during the day. Hallelujah. Amen. Look for your notifications. We can pop up anytime. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And bring the name of the Lord. We thank God for all of you that have tuned in, everybody that has called in. We have truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Like I said, we will be back online. Hallelujah. Tomorrow morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Midwest, noon. Praise God here, Central Standard Time. And, of course, that is at 1 o'clock on the East Coast, Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Praise God, with Apostle Elvin Curry bringing forth the seventh-day word on tomorrow. We've truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight, I'm going to go ahead and pray your side at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, for just allowing us, amen, to discuss the word, hallelujah, in your name. Thank you for whatever revelation you have revealed, hallelujah, to us on tonight. And we receive it, and we take it and run with it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you bless everybody who called in on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. You know every need of everyone. Hallelujah. And only you can provide that need. And we thank you, Lord, for your provision. We thank you, Lord, that you are providing all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify you. And we will continue to glorify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God amen. On tonight on behalf of everybody on the line. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. I'm going to leave y'all with one of my originals, amen, featuring, hallelujah, the late, great Bishop Andre Alexis. We are winning.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the building. His ministry won. You know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I live my life. It's like this.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. All I know is that I'm chillin', lose.
I don't know about
Alexis told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention? Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down.
Uh-huh.
These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Never get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd.
To the crowd.
It's like we on a trip.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't tryna flaunt.
Uh-uh.
See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with drip.
Yeah.
You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about this great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to
don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention
what
Alexis told me that we winning. Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose,
lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose,
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention
what
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer, any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Book of Revelation, uh-huh. Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away.
Yes, sir.
Every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on, come on.
What you say? Come on.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot, but heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you sleep. Bring everything you got to others, leave nothing to me. Cause I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I took the word from the booth, pulpit and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my light's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision after vision, and I'ma gon' get him, and I'm gon' live him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is blur. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again, again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody
what can they do?
Who can save anybody.
If they ain't like me in the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I spit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rap the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
Top flight.
We in the build,
yeah.
We in the build,
yeah.
We got London on the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase up the money, I wanted to find a thing. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Now all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. sight. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me. If you can't see what's going on. Yeah.